Welcome to Self Care on Board with Geraldine Hardy for Yachting International Radio. So today I like to speak to you when Rhea started this channel. I was a yoga teacher back then, and yeah, I remember doing one show from Singapore when I was at the Singapore Yacht Show. And I worked in the yachting industry on and off from 2008 until now. And I made the conscious decision, yesterday, and it took me a while to do this, to step back and step out. So this will be my last episode of Self-Care on Board. And it was not an easy decision for me to make, because I was there from the very beginning when Rhea started it. And I met her in Spain at the Palma Boat Show, I remember. And she also experienced something drastic, but that's her story to tell in her past. And I went through the ups and downs in the yachting industry. And I loved her idea, and she was the only one who gave me the opportunity to share my voice in the yachting industry that was not open for anything to do with well-being, self-care, or anything than what we are talking about here on Yachting International Radio. And I'm very grateful that she was the one that actually saw potential and saw that something needed to change. I'm sharing this with you because there is a story behind everyone and behind everything that we do. And if you become aware of our intention, your intention, what you put out there in the world, that will make or break you, or make and break you at the same time. Yes. And I quote this a lot because it comes from my book, Moments That Matter. And actually, I have to be very grateful for Rhea that she had the guts and still has the guts, the courage to stand up towards really some unjust things happening in the yachting industry, and also be able to continue doing what she's doing. She's a startup founder. I'm a startup founder now. And I'm sharing this with you because I would like to give you a takeaway from this show, especially for you women out there. If you have worked in the yachting industry for a while, and I know some of us have gone through some horrendous experiences on board of yachts when it came to abuse, when it came to harassment, and yeah. Some of us have experienced maybe the emotional and the mental abuse onshore. And I also have clients that, when I coach them, explain to me what happened to them. But I have to tell you something, rest assured. It's a very special and specific industry, and we all love it and hate it at the same time. But there are many other industries where exactly the same happens. Exactly. And believe me, I know. I worked in finance, private aviation, oil and gas, banking, real estate, property. Yeah. And it is time for me to say goodbye to yachting, because I'm going to focus on my longevity venture and regenerative medicine with preventative medicine combined with the ancient practices. And I will continue putting out messages and continue promoting my book and my coaching services on my own Instagram _ Geraldine Hardy. And I will come as a guest from time to time. I promise that, Rhea. But I also want to take the opportunity to thank Rhea for creating this platform. And anyone who does not see potential in it, and I'm going to address this with the yacht industry, is not going to see this potential. you have not still not understood that the whole world is changing. It is already changing. There's a shit show out there. Come on, let's face it. But what we see now is there's a wealth transfer from the old generation to the new generation, and the new generation thinks totally different. And from the old generation to women. Do not underestimate, and I'm not a feminist, I have to repeat this again, do not underestimate the power of women, the voice of women, and the discernment of women. And we have a certain sense of cutting through the bullshit. Our intuition is so heightened now. And underestimating it would be not smart. So I love Rhea for what she has created with Yachting International Radio. And for me, it's time to step out of yachting. And I'm actually, frankly speaking, very happy of doing that. And I give you a short snippet about my yachting experience. And no, I was not crew. No, I was not crew. No. I do know how it is to work 18 hours per day. And also physical, but no, I wasn't a crew. I got headhunted by an events company in the Middle East to run the Abu Dhabi Yacht Show. So I created entire branding from scratch. And I remember when we got a deal in to get $5 million a sponsorship from the Abu Dhabi Tourism Authority. And I was the one who created all the material. But I did never see a thank you for it, nor did I see appreciation for it. And then I moved many different countries and I came back to yachting in Singapore, where I was the sales director for the Singapore Yacht Show. When I got divorced and I did not have the visa anymore for my ex-husband, that show also fired me and did not pay my commission, even though I was the one who actually filled up the marina in 2014. And then I went to another gig in the Middle East for a very famous boat show. And everyone knew how the boss was like. And that was not a man, that was a woman. And I actually got myself fired because the bullying and the amount of what she wanted me to do, which was not in integrity with what I stood for, because I was so under the impression, I am not going to portray the yachting industry. I am not going to say lies. I'm going to stay truthful. Oh my gosh, I was so idealistic. I do believe that the truth is always the best answer. Don't get me wrong. But I was thinking, geez. So I got myself fired so I would not have to pay all the relocation allowances back. And she was just a bully. And then I came back to Europe. And then I was working for another billionaire who wanted to do a yacht brokerage house online. He was an absolute bully. I remember that and snapping. Then I worked for a family office who actually owned Super Yacht. And they fired me during COVID, and this was a bully, and I did not get a commission. So I have definitely experienced these moments, and they're not, honestly, compared to what I hear sometimes out there, they're not as harsh as what I hear out there. But they did make me stronger. And why am I sharing this with you? Because these are lessons, and life is a game. Either we learn the lessons, we are able to take them off really quickly, or we have to go another round. And it's up to ourselves, or up to you, up to me, when we choose to go another round or not. So life is just a game. It is a game. And I know sometimes it feels like a very unjust game, but you know what? There's so many other moments where you are so grateful. And this moment I share with you now. Follow me on _Geraldine Hardy. My book is out on Amazon. It will be out also on HarperCollins, Waterstone, and 23 other platforms globally. This book is a memoir. It's not a self-help book. No, it's like kind of a slap in our face book. It's more look at your moments and figure out what is the story you've been telling yourself. And when I share with you, I had to be careful now when I shared with you my job experience in yachting. None of these jobs were bad. No, there were experiences I had to go through to be the person that I am now. In the past, when I was way younger, 20 years ago, I would have victimized myself. Now I'm more like, hell, you already knew. You, when you walked into that interview, you already knew that this woman would be like this. When you already signed this document with that director, you already knew he will not cough up the commission. Because we tend to betray our own intuition and guidance. And we feel it already in our body. You feel it already here. So please, one advice I give you before I leave this podcast is listen within, return inwards. Do not wait until I wait too long when I had to get sick to wake up. Don't wait. Already prevent now anything that could happen. And we cannot prevent things that meant to happen for us, because they're just part of our journey to become that person and step into our purpose, not just to make money and earn money. No, that's not going to work out anymore in the next, this lifetime. It's not going to work out anymore. Step into your purpose, have a mission, be in service. Do something that is greater than yourself. Namaha. Namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.